The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Okay. Great and Resort and Casino.
Yep.
We're going to be there Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, we are.
Partying with Steve Aoki. Don't forget to get those talkbacks in. You want to hang out with us? You want to hang with Steve? You want to party? Jess, you're not going to be there. We just found out.
Yeah. Wait, what?
It unfortunately lands on the same exact day as my boyfriend's birthday.
Hello, priorities.
Why is that an unfortunate thing?
Thank you.
Same, going to the best party of the summer.
Sounds like the best weekend ever.
Would be a good time to celebrate your man's birthday.
I know.
To an awesome party.
But his idea of, I guess, what he wanted to do was go to San Diego. So that's what we're going to do.
Boring old sleepy old San Diego. Hey, are you guys going to go to Legoland or something? Jeez, come on. We're going to be a great party with Steve Aoki.
I'm so jealous. Listen, if you want to come party with us, then leave us a talk back. Your name, your phone number, got to be on there. And then 8:50 this morning, make sure you're listening to Wild because you can hear your talk back played back. And if you do, that means you won and we'll be partying with you on May 24th. All right, the first talk back of the day.
Hey guys, it's Edgar without the haircut. I can't allow 3 days without a first talk back, so I had to. But in lieu of today being National Show Your Appreciation Day, I thought it would be fun if you guys would go around and tell each other what you appreciate about each other. I'll go first. Jess, I appreciate that you bring in young and hip vibes to the show, although your hobbies align with some of the hobbies at retirement homes. Selena, I appreciate that you're the only one on the JV show that follows me back on Instagram. Thank you. Graham, I appreciate that you always return my DMs. I know I can be annoying. Unless I talk about the Niners, then you get mad and say hurtful things to me. I don't appreciate that, though. Raiders.
Oh, my God. That was good.
That was a long talk back. Obviously, that was the first and second talk back. Had to stitch them together there. He went well over his 30 seconds. But, okay, appreciate you. Selena, you're the only one here that follows Edgar without the haircut on Instagram.
Sorry,
I do
Edgar.
Always respond to his DMs, but he slides in there and we'll try to talk smack like right, like 10 seconds after the Niners lose. Like, ease back, bro. Like, give me some space for a minute. I need to wrap my head around just what I just witnessed. And Jess, I mean, spot on with Jess. Your hobbies do resemble those of
what
people in a retirement
home. Other hobbies
of
the elderly, yeah.
I feel like all hobbies are elderly hobbies, now that I think about it.
No, they're not.
Not really, like partying, for
some
example,
people like
with
going like kite surfing.
Like, well, I like partying.
Bungee jumping.
I wouldn't consider partying like a, oh, it's my hobby that I do this like as a...
For some people it is.
Okay, yeah.
It's a full-blown
That's
hobby.
That's what we were looking for when we were hiring someone, at least.
Right.
Awkward.
But you have pottery and cats covered.
Yeah.
So that's
hey, I'm
great.
Not doing the pottery anymore. At least there's that.
Got it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, what's up, JV Show? Danny B here. First talk back of the day, hopefully. This is for Grams. It's 5:30 in the morning, and the girls are probably not in yet when the show starts in half an hour. Graham, what time do they usually arrive? I'm thinking Selena pops in 5:50, right? Doesn't even do a pre-show. No offense, Selena. I'm just going off what Graham says. And then you said that Jess shows up later than Selena, so Jess pops in 5:55. They walk in, go to the coffee machine, throw on the headphones. Show starts. Is that how it goes?
Oh, my God.
Ladies care to address that?
That's literally how it goes. How'd you know?
Except I usually get here before Selena.
Just
except for today.
Lately, just slightly. Just slightly.
Today was rough,
you
though,
used
you guys.
You used to really beat Selena in. But
I know.
Now you
yeah,
hit the snooze more and more and just give less of a damn, which is interesting.
No, I'm going to get back to that. But today, you guys, I woke up, realized, one, I only had 19 miles of gas in my car. Okay, had to stop by for that. Then my exit that I usually take was blocked off by those little fire sticks that cops put when there's an accident. Then
those are called flares.
Okay, yeah. Then I got a
fire stick. You mean like dynamite? Like,
yeah.
What do you mean? They loaded up the freeway with dynamite?
So then I'm driving, having to figure out another way to get to work because I only know one way of getting here. So I'm trying to mess with my GPS. My GPS is out of whack. It's saying turn right here, turn left here. It says turn right at the light. I turn. It's a one-way. I see cars coming all the way from afar, straight at me. That's the morning I'm having.
Can I just say one quick thing?
Yes.
Who gives a fuck?
Also, she came in here and gave me that same story. And I was like, oh, well, let's see what's going on. I checked the traffic report. Nothing.
It didn't say anything about the road being covered in fire sticks?
No, nothing.
It was, interesting. Though. I swear.
Anyways, you guys, it is time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Ooh, so Tesla's company earnings release came out yesterday.
Yeah, huge numbers, guys. They're really thriving. They're really thriving
their
right now, you guys.
Their profits fell 71% over the first 3 months of 2025.
I love Tesla.
Total revenue decreased by 9% in comparison to 1 year ago. So, good work, people. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, voting with your dollars is one of the most powerful things you can do in the United States. All right, the wait is over, and we finally get game two of the Warriors' first round playoff series with the Rockets. The Warriors won game one of this series, and tonight's game is in Houston again. It's going to be interesting to see if Coach Kerr decides to bring Jonathan Kuminga into this game, as he has been noticeably benched during the play-in tournament and in game one. Tonight's game tips off at 6:30. Go Mets.
Go Mets. A typical spring day today with a mix of morning clouds and sun. A little drizzle is possible this morning in San Francisco. Other than that, highs will be reaching the upper 60s to low 70s, and overnight lows will dip into the 40s.
Hey, Libra besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 9. Travel or study to research a passion, make a long-distance connection. An educational opportunity is worth pursuing, but keep things simple. I don't know what any of that means. It sounds like just travel abroad to smash someone, but whatever.
That's exactly what it means. Mm-hmm. So good for you guys. Good for you guys. Let's go straight into our cool or not list. Can I kick it off?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool or not, James Logan High School. Obviously cool, right? Mm-hmm. Union City. But cool or not, the video of the rat dropping from the ceiling in one of the classrooms.
Oh. Yeah, they're calling him Spidey.
Oh my God.
He was walking like on the ceiling somehow.
Not cool. No.
JV Morning Show. It's cool. On our Instagram story if you haven't seen that video yet. Oh my God. I would never go back to school.
What? It's just a little rat.
That's disgusting.
Who cares?
And who knows how many more are in there behind the walls and up in the ceilings, just like walking around. It's only a matter of time before they start coming through the vents they're all over the desks.
I mean, the most remarkable thing about this video is, like, did you know rats could walk on the ceiling upside down? Like,
no.
I didn't know they had Spider-Man skills like this, hence why they've nicknamed him Spidey. That part is interesting to me.
You know what? I feel bad for rats because they're cousins.
They get a bad rap.
Yeah, and they're cousins to the hamster, which, Selena, you have one. That's basically a rat.
Yeah, you're housing a rodent.
But I know, but hamsters are so cute.
Just because they have slightly fluffier?
Yeah, and they don't have gross long tails.
Yeah, the tail is kind of...
Yeah, the tail is what makes them really disgusting.
Maybe if they were also like different, like cute little colors.
I mean, people do have rats as pets. Not this one you're going to see in this video, but you go to the pet store, they have like little like white, or are those mice? I don't know.
No, they do. No, people have rats as pets.
Yeah.
It's interesting that, when it's like a white rat, that's somehow better than your standard old street rat looking rat. Like it's the same thing with just different color fur. Rats put bad thing about rats is you get one in the house or get one in the school, man, they do some damage in there.
That's what I'm saying. So who knows how many other are in there? They just multiply and multiply.
Oh yeah,
and
there's a bunch of them. They're just chewing through everything and all the wires
just pooping everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
And they carry disease nuts.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But that one, cool that it can walk on the ceiling.
Not cool. Not if I'm one of those students.
No. So, surprise, James Logan High School, you got a rap problem.
Yeah, hello. What do you guys think, cool or not? I watched Black Mirror season episode one. My wife and I watched it on Saturday night. Is that what it is, season 7?
Yes.
Season 7, episode 1. Yeah, we watched it, sat down, watched it Saturday night, and I told Kate, I was like, look, everybody is talking about this show. We've got to watch
this. This is the one that Jess recommended. She's like, if anything, at least watch this episode.
Watch this one. It's about a woman that, has some sort of neurological disorder, right? She has like a tumor or something, and they put a chip, basically, in her brain to keep her alive, and then all sorts of weird technology stuff starts happening as the company that implanted the thing starts throttling her data more or less and like setting a network of where she can travel to and stuff. Look, the concept, I thought, pretty clever, but I'll tell you, we have one major problem on our hands, you guys.
What?
Kate's out.
No!
What do you mean?
Kate was not a fan.
You said she'd be more, like, most likely on board with this. So what?
I thought so too.
Was it?
She, look, that the episode, and again, I mean, if you haven't seen it, spoilers. It does take kind of a dark.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of
Yeah.
There's a lot of dark stuff in it and gross and some gross stuff as well. And that's where you lose Kate.
Oh, my God.
She's just not into it. She's like, I just have a icky feeling after watching that. I didn't like it. I thought that the show, in my opinion, I thought it was just like, it's like, it's okay.
What?
I didn't think it was like, oh my God, you have to watch this episode. I thought some of the acting pretty good. I thought some of it was like kind of cheesy and corny, and I had trouble kind of balancing that. The storyline was like very serious and then like kind of corny and then very serious and then kind of corny, and you're like, what are we doing here? That's just my review.
Okay, then watch episode 2.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
I liked 3.
No, there's not a chance I'm getting her back in. You guys, but we did discover that we had almost 10 episodes of Summer House on Bravo to watch.
Oh my God. So
we didn't even know
Kate
that was on. So
Kate only likes Summer House and Real Housewives.
Oh, and Southern Charm.
And Southern Charm.
Yeah, well, it used to be Vanderpump Rules.
She's out.
So we threw on some Southern Charm after that, you guys.
Oh, that sucks.
Made a couple cocktails and like, life was just so much better. We had so much more fun. Summer House is good, you guys.
Well, I'm glad you at least gave it a chance, I guess.
We tried. I tried. I got her to watch that one episode, but it didn't land. It didn't.
Is it something that you would watch without her? Like, would you be willing to give it another chance? You kind of have to know that that's just like the vibe of Black Mirror.
Got it. I mean, there's other episodes that I've heard about where I'm like, oh, that sounds like a cool concept, and I'd like to watch that.
Most of them do make you feel a little bit uneasy.
Yeah.
But that's just the show.
That's just the show, yeah.
I didn't, based off that one episode, I was not sucked in. Like,
whoa, watch your mouth.
Yeah, it didn't suck me in.
Okay, well, okay, maybe another night then.
Not cool. I guess I'm changing my...
Sorry.
We will continue our cool or not list a little later on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just came up with a new business right there during that song. I think this is gold.
You want to tell everyone?
We need to invent this fast. Copyright it, trademark it.
Great. Okay, so
patent it.
Are you going to say it or no?
Well, it's...
Somebody might steal it, though.
Say it.
That's a good point. It's a robot bushwaxer. Is that not a thing? Robot waxing? Is that not a thing yet?
I don't think so.
You have a robot that does your eyelashes, Selena.
Yeah.
Is there one that does waxing legs or your babushka?
I've never heard of a
I think
a
give
robot
it a few
waxer.
Years, and that same one that you're going to is going to be able to do.
Ooh,
I think so.
That'd
I mean, it
be
seems
crazy.
Like pinpoint precision.
And maybe like a 2-in-1, like it does both at the same time.
Powered by AI, though, and AI is always learning, and it's judging.
It doesn't judge.
And it's taking a picture
judge.
And saving it to the cloud.
Oh, it's for sure in the cloud.
It is Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. It's San Francisco Gamer Babe. I know we're not supposed to do this, but happy hump day. Hope you guys have a good day. Love you. Bye.
Hump day.
That's right. I forgot it's day. Hump day.
All right, we used up all our hump days for the morning.
Dang it.
That's it, you guys. Cut it out.
Fine.
All right, so Jess and I want to lay out a couple scenarios for Graham here based off videos that we saw. I saw this couple post a video. They are at the grocery store, Graham, and they're at the self-checkout. And then, you know, the girlfriend, she sets up the phone and she's like, you know, scanning things and bagging things. And her boyfriend trying to help. Hands her something. Every single thing that he hands her, she puts back in the cart and picks up something else. And people in the comments are like, why are you being so rude to your man? And she was like, oh, you know, and he didn't take it the wrong way in the video. Okay. They were like laughing about it. But she explained how when it comes to like grocery shopping or shopping in general, like she just has to have things done a certain way. And that especially includes the way she packs her groceries when she's getting ready to leave, and that he was trying to help, but he was just like more in the way, if anything. Graham, how helpful are you when it comes to grocery shopping for the Herbert house?
Like if we're shopping together, because yesterday, like I go to Costco and do shopping by myself. You know, some of the shopping, my wife does some of the shopping.
But when you guys go together?
If we go together, I'm pretty good. I think I'm very helpful in the grocery store. I can follow a list. And go get the items and then putting them on the conveyor belt and bagging them. That's easy.
I love that. I cannot ask my husband to go to the store and get anything. He is so clueless. He's lost in every single grocery store. He doesn't even know where things are in our kitchen. Like,
no.
It's like I have to do the grocery shopping by myself. If he comes along, he's like rushing me and he's just in the way. And I'm just like, Mo, just leave. Just leave me here. I'll Uber back.
The one part about grocery shopping I don't like is putting stuff away. when you get home.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, I'll do it. I did it. I went to Costco yesterday and, of course, come home with a million things. And then it's like finding space in the refrigerator. Because inevitably that means you got to take out some old leftovers and then wash whatever Tupperware that they've been rotting in for the past month or two. And I hate that part of it. I hate that part of it. So that I'll do it. But that's my least favorite part.
Yeah. Not for me. Not for me.
Do you have a video you saw?
Oh, yes. So I want you to go to JV Morning Show. Go check it
out. Going now.
So, Graham, I want you to tell me what the right way to act in this situation, because it's a video of a couple holding hands while roller skating, right? The guy isn't looking in front of him and runs into another woman that's roller skating in front of him.
Oh, my God.
That causes the woman to fall, and then he quickly lets go of his girlfriend's hand. So he's trying to help the woman that just fell. His girlfriend is like, you know, arms flailing, crashing into the wall. The man extends his hand to help the woman that he, you know, caused to fall. And people are a little torn on this. Who should he have helped out first?
He did the right thing. And I like how we have a poll here to vote who he should have helped first. The woman in the gray, that's the one that he knocked over, or his girlfriend. And he should help the one that he knocked over. That's what I would do. Like, instinctually, if I crashed into someone, I'm checking on them first. Meanwhile, my wife has just crashed into the barrier over there, and she's probably injured. But you check on the person that you crashed into first,
that's
right?
That's how I feel, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people, though, in the comments, you'd be surprised. They were like, oh, hell no. If that's me, he needs to check on me first because I'm his girlfriend. And
but
blah,
if
blah,
you
blah,
watch
blah.
The video, he didn't know his girlfriend is going to go slamming into a wall.
And by then,
like, hello, why can't you skate without holding a person's hand?
Right, and she was skating along pretty well. Like, it's not as if his hand was holding her up.
And I think it was,
you know, she's got the ability to skate on her own.
Right.
Although,
so just do that.
She does end up kind of.
I think part of his collision with her is what sends her into a bit of a spiral. But she's still.
Probably.
But if you watch the end of the video, she's back on her feet, like no problem. Right. And so he should be helping this other woman that he crashed into.
I feel like if anything, the girlfriend would be turned off if you didn't go to help the person that you just crashed into and made fall. Mm-hmm.
Right. In the spirit of cool or not, because it's a Wednesday, cool or not, skating, holding hands.
If you need the help, cool.
I guess if you need the help, but just for
it sounds romantic.
Yeah, but for a minute maybe, but if I got to go every lap holding hands, I feel like you're holding me back.
Like a half lap.
I want to turn the jets on and go fast. There was a couple yesterday at my gym that was walking around between any station that they'd go to, they would hold hands. And
my God, that's so cute.
It bugged me.
Why?
I'm going, not cool on that. You're at the gym. Go work out. You don't need to hold hands when you go from one treadmill.
Some couples are just so in love. They hold hands everywhere. Why does it bother you so much?
At the gym, I'm with Graham.
It looked like the guy was being forced. He didn't look. He looked annoyed. He's like,
so that's a little different.
Girlfriend's making me hold her hand when we walk over here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. It's Christina from Sacramento. I'm just calling because I can totally relate to the grocery store story. My husband comes with me. We go every Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m. Yes, getting to that age. But anyways, that's another subject. We go together. The only thing he's not allowed to get is fruits and vegetables. That's on me. But everything else, he can follow a list quite well. Just thought I'd give my 2 cents. Have a great day, you guys. Bye.
I love that.
Every Saturday morning at 6:30 in the morning.
That's a little much, though.
Too early.
I mean, you have the store to yourself, but no thanks.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So people in LA are pissed that Kanye's in town and causing mayhem. So apparently he plastered LA's Larchmont neighborhood. I'm not really sure where that is, but there's just ads everywhere, urgent ads seeking males for his choir, which apparently has set up shop near an elementary school there. Remember, we talked about these casting calls a while ago where he said, no fat people, you got to wear all black clothes, must be comfortable shaving your head and wearing swastikas, you know, among other requirements for this gig. So these auditions have been taking place like nearly every day. It's loud. It's noisy. Kanye's music has been blaring constantly from the speakers of this warehouse. And there are people that live nearby. This is like in a residential area and the houses are like shaking from how loud the music is. And then there's all these creepy shaved head guys walking around in all black. So residents have been complaining to the police, but so far nothing. Plus there's been like swastika graffiti popping up in their neighborhood because of this. And cops said that they launched an investigation and they're looking into the, into all the complaints, but so far they haven't done anything about it.
I mean, Kanye in your neighborhood would be just
worst nightmare
the worst. I can think of few worse neighbors than that. I mean, who would be a worse neighbor than Kanye?
Brittany?
No, Brittany keeps
herself. She's peaceful. Right.
She's dancing in her own house, just being weird in there.
Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown would be up there.
I can't think of anybody else.
I'm telling you, Kanye would be the worst neighbor of all time.
Yeah, no, agreed. The Golden Bachelor has announced who their new bachelor is going to be for season 2. Mel Owens. Do you know who that is, Graham?
Who?
Mel Owens. He's a former NFL player. He was the 9th overall pick during the 1981 NFL draft by the LA Rams. Remember, this is the Golden Bachelor, so these people are
I don't remember that draft because...
oh, we weren't born yet.
Yeah.
Duh, we're only 20... Well, I'm 26 and a half. Graham is 27.
My grandparents told me about that one.
Well, Mel Owens, if you want to see him, he's on JV Morning Show. He's on our Instagram story. He now works as a lawyer in Orange County. He was previously married. He has 2 sons, but now he's back looking to find love. So he will be the next bachelor on ABC's The Golden Bachelor.
He looks very Bachelor Nation stereotypical.
Yeah.
Like this, he looks like a very safe choice for
like
the
Gary
Bachelor
2.0.
franchise.
He looks like Gary.
Yes, he looks a lot like the last guy. He lives in Orange County. I'm sure he's got plenty of money and just old white guy with nice teeth. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I would like to see a little diversity. That'd
right,
be nice.
That would be nice. I do think that the Golden Bachelor is superior to the regular Bachelor, because like that has run its course.
No, that one is done.
They need to get rid of that.
You said even your kids love watching the Golden Bachelor.
They did. They got very invested in Jerry's love story of the past season. So, I mean,
I can't wait to see how they feel about Mel.
There's something to this show. It is better. Get rid of the other regular version.
Yeah, no, I'm with that.
It's done. They've done it too much.
All right, Graham.
All right, bad news for dog surfing fans, because this year's World Dog Surfing Championships is at serious risk of being canceled. The event is held every year in Pacifica, and if you've never been to it or seen anything about it, it's just as it sounds. It's dogs riding waves on surfboards. Well, the event is in trouble because they need to raise a pretty significant chunk of change by May 1st. Guys, can you believe it's almost May 1st this year?
Oh, my God.
This year is flying by. If they don't hit their fundraising goal, they are calling it off. Organizers say that the cost for things like permits, fees, other requirements that are required by the city of Pacifica have skyrocketed over the past few years. So they have a GoFundMe up. They need to raise at least, they're trying to raise $12,000, but they need to raise at least $10,000 by May 1st. And so far, they've only raised about $2,000. Dogs from all over the world come to surf in this competition. But organizers say the event, which is tentatively scheduled for August 2nd at Lindemar Beach, has about a 30% chance of taking place. Again, if they hit their fundraising goal, dog surfing championships can happen. I remember we talked about this last year. They were in a similar predicament last year. They had to raise around $10,000. I think it was a similar amount last year. And some sponsor or some company came through sort of at the last minute.
That's right.
And donated a bunch of the money. And then the competition happened. So we'll see if that happens this year. But if they don't get some money and fast, then no World Dog Surfing Championships.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got a shout out, Graham.
We do. Moms in my DMs. Moms in my DMs. I got one that says, good morning, Graham. I wanted to see if you guys give a shout out to my daughter, Ariana, for her birthday. I believe this is the 4th year you guys have given her a shout out. And the first year, it was JV. She loves listening to you guys. You're her favorite. And I just want to tell her I love her so much, little chicken. Love mom, dad, brother, and sister. So happy birthday, Ariana.
Or Ariana.
I'm not sure.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's a great point. Hey, before we kick off What the Bleep, can we talk about Walton Goggins?
Yeah. Is he still having an effect?
Yes. So remember, we talked about the Walton Goggins effect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's one of the stars of this most recent season of White Lotus. And women, men, everyone is swooning over this guy. They're like, oh my God, he's made receding hairlines hot. It's hot on him. We just love receding hairlines now. Have you seen his latest photo shoot.
No.
JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram. He's wearing a Speedo.
Oh, go. This is going to have a major effect.
Let me know what you think, Graham. This is for Cultured Magazine.
The Walton Goggins effect. There's no receding hairline down there.
That is a bushy something.
But what do you guys think? Because he's got some abs going. I mean, he looks like he's in incredible shape. It's hard to take your eyes off the...
You know, it's just, it's not for me.
Get out the weed whacker. Jeez.
I will also say, if you look at his face too long, it's giving Grinch a little bit. You don't think so? Like the eyebrows?
I can see that.
Right? Yeah.
So I can't get past that.
It's Grinch forehead vibes.
Right.
But and people love the forehead, the receding hairline. You know, people love that.
And that's okay.
Just go,
guys.
Go
check. But why the bright yellow Speedo? Why? And why the man spreading?
Because that's just how men sit.
I get that. Then put some pants. Then put some pants on this guy.
JV Morning Show. If you want to check that out on our story, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback on the iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip. Would you guys date someone who's never had before?
How hot are we talking? How hot are they?
Could probably outweigh that.
I mean, yeah, really hot. Like, you're feeling the person.
Okay, then yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I think Walton Goggins hot? No, yellow Speedo hot?
Yes, Graham.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. And then remember, you got to get your guesses in quick on the talkback mic. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out. But the only person that's getting a JV Show chug mug is the very first correct answer of the morning. And remember, also, your guesses need to be PG.
Oh,
it's a family
yes.
show.
Keep that in mind, please.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep, where you could win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. Would you guys date someone who's never had before? Mm-hmm. Or do you want somebody with a little more like experience?
Oh, yeah.
You know, in doing things.
Yeah, no one is fine.
But not too much experience.
Right.
Yeah. Like within a reasonable number.
Go to your guesses.
Oh. Hey, it's Charles from San Jose. Is the bleeped out word social media or Instagram? All right, guys. Have a good morning.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a good question for you ladies. Could you date somebody that has no social media?
Yes. But only if you're being truthful about not having social media.
I didn't have any social media when my wife and I started dating.
How long ago was that?
Yeah. Was social media a thing?
Social media was most definitely a thing.
When me and my now husband got together, he told me that he didn't have social media. And at first I thought, oh my God, red flag, he's lying. So I think that would definitely cross anyone's mm-hmm. head.
But if they truly don't have it, right. Then yeah, I love that.
I respect it.
Morning, JD Show. Elizabeth from San Jose. My guess is sushi. Because if you've never had sushi, then you're not an adult. Thanks. Have a good day.
I would agree with that.
Okay, that's one of the most popular guesses this morning.
Right?
That guess didn't cross my mind, but a lot of people guessing sushi. What do you think about that? Could you date someone that's never had sushi before?
Yeah, I'll take that.
I mean, yeah, but I would want somebody just more willing to try things. At least try it once.
Also, you know? Let me ask this. Selena, you're one of the most selective eaters that I know. You eat a lot of different things, but you have certain things you won't eat.
Yeah.
Where is sushi on this list?
I like sushi.
All of it?
No.
Just the basic rolls.
Are you getting like the stuff that's got to be like fried and it's not really like...
Oh, the deep fried ones are the best.
I get it. They're delicious, but I'm talking about real sushi.
But I'll try it.
Okay.
And I've tasted the real stuff.
Got it.
Good morning, Jerry. So I'm trying from Fremont. I might guess alcohol. Hope I win. Bye.
Alcohol.
That's a great guess.
Quite a few people have guessed that as well this morning.
Could you guys be with someone who doesn't drink?
I could, because then you have a DD for life.
That's true. But then they also, I feel like they're standing back judging you as you're making an ass of yourself.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they would be the ones that couldn't be with you.
Probably. It's probably that.
All right, continue to get those guesses in. What is today's bleeped out word? We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep. Well, all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and you win this chug mug. If you missed our clip of the day, here it is. Would you guys date someone who's never had before?
It's a valid question.
I could. Ooh, I don't think
like
I could.
Never had it, not even close.
If they're really hot, yeah. Wouldn't you, like, put that aside?
I'm fine with it.
Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JB. Morning show. This is David out in Richmond. My guess of the answer is pets. All right, thanks. Bye.
Never had pets before.
That's a great guess.
Ooh. Yeah, I could be with someone who's never had a pet.
There is a certain level of responsibility that comes with pet ownership, of course. But you do wonder. You don't need to have one.
Yeah, but you wonder if they can handle it or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, JB show. It's Ricky from San Jose, and I'm going to guess salsa. I can't think of anything else. My mind goes to the bad spots, but I'm going to guess salsa. Have a good day, y'all.
Mouth-watering salsas.
Yes, you've never had mouth-watering salsas before. No, I cannot date you.
I don't think I could either. That just tells me you have no sense of, like, even the slightest bit of adventure
right,
in your life.
Right. We're just not compatible.
Have you lived?
Good morning. This is Brianna from Fremont. My guess for the bleeped out word is exes.
Never had any exes.
Never had any exes.
Yeah, I could.
No, you've never been in, like, a
that
relationship?
That means you've never been in a relationship or gone through a breakup.
Oh,
that means when I inevitably break up with you, like, you're going to be just a stage five clinger, can't get rid of you, total psycho,
that's
stalking my house, driving up and down my street at all hours of the night.
I want someone who's experienced a bit of life, you know?
Yeah.
This is San Jose. I think the bleep dot word this morning is coffee. I'm going to get mine. Is it coffee?
Coffee?
That ain't it.
Did no one get the word today?
Nope, nope, nope.
Here's today's clip, Unbleeped. Listen up. Would you guys date someone who's never had roommates before?
Roommates.
Any thoughts on that, Jess? Could you date somebody that's never had a roommate before?
I could. I would wonder, though, like, how are you living with other people, you know? Like, how?
That's the thing. For me, I want someone who I know has, like,
experience with
manners, and they're courteous of the people that they live around, because at some point the goal is for us to, like, be together, and I'm going to be the one living with you. I want to know what I'm getting myself into.
Right.
I think having roommates is incredible life experience. It's one of those things that, like, you need to do. I don't know that it's necessarily a prerequisite to dating someone, mm-hmm. but it's nice to know that they're able to do that successfully,
right.
live with other people before if things should go that way and we end up moving in together.
Exactly.
But it's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker. Jess, have you ever had roommates?
Do my parents count?
Nope.
No.
Then no.
No, they don't.
Then no.
Wow.
I know. I'm scared of having roommates, to be honest. I would never want, I don't know. I hear those stories of, like, never be roommates with your besties because then you'll, like, end up
hating each other.
I think sometimes that's,
I think that's true for the most part.
Well, no, I think sometimes it's true, and then other times, like, in roommate situations, it's the most fun ever being roommates, like, with people that you're close with. I don't know. I've had a lot of different roommate situations, from 10 people in one house.
Whoa.
I've been roommates with my brother here in the city. I've got, you know, just the two of us. I've, like, run the gamut. I've had every number. I've had 10 roommates, 2 years, six, you know, like, in college, different situations where I had six roommates or eight roommates or whatever. It's fun.
Did you ever have any crazy ones, though?
Yeah, of course.
Ever have to share beds with them?
I think we had to vote people out of the house before.
No. Whoa, it's like a reality show.
Yes, there was a
Big
you know,
Brother.
The tribe has spoken, and then we, like, snuffed out their little torch, and we're like, you've got to get out.
You got to get out now.
Yeah, you're
Bye.
The worst. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Hey, nobody got the word today.
That's 2 days in a row.
I know, but you know what? Tomorrow morning, that's going to be your time to win this chug mug. Okay, we'll do it again, 7:05 here on the JV Show tomorrow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, my name's Julie.
Hi, Julie. How's it going?
It's going good. I'm actually pretty excited. Wasn't expecting to get through.
Oh, you got through, and you have a chance to win tickets
for J Balvin.
So don't blow it.
Don't blow it, Julie. Come on. Get it together. You're
no
going to do
pressure.
Fine. No pressure. You got this. All right, let's go to question number one. By the way, we're going to ask you 4 questions total. Got to get 3 correct, and you win. Easy enough. Question number one. Sydney is the most populous city in what country?
Australia.
Yep.
Australia, yep.
That question was a layup. Come on, that was too easy. Try this one. Question number two. True or false, spaghetto is the proper term for a single strand of spaghetti. Spaghetto.
True.
Yep.
You guys.
What?
You've never heard of the spaghetto?
No.
My cousin grew up in the spaghetto. He said it was hard to get out, but now he's finally made it.
And he's driving.
He's in the spaghetti
and
now?
He's got hella spaghetti. Spaghetto. That's a thing.
All right, Julie, good job. Here's question number three. Let's see if you can get this one. Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with freedom of speech?
Did she just say 14?
Yeah.
Did this MF-er just say 14? Did she just say 14? What?
That would be the First Amendment.
Your First Amendment, right? The freedom of speech.
I'm nervous. I'm sorry.
That's all right. She's going to get this.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. You're still in the running. It's all good.
It was an oddly specific guess, though. 14. You know, just 14. I can't remember what 14 is. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game. Pablo Picasso, an iconic artist that hailed from what country? Think about the name.
Spain.
Yep.
Wow.
Julie.
There you go.
You did it. You saved yourself there, and you just got two tickets to see J Balvin. His show is happening May 10th at SAP Center.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. Julie, you did it. Hang on for those tickets. Grammy, we got some shout-outs.
The 14th Amendment, by the way, is birthright citizenship. Something that's
interesting.
Come into play
yeah.
a lot lately. All right. Just one DM today. Just one little DM
this
slide.
This never happened.
No, don't, you'll get people riled up, and then I'll get like 400 of them, and then I do the shout outs, and then no one ever says thank you after I do them.
True.
So
DMs are closed.
I'm happy that there's just one DM today. I got one here. It says, hey, Graham, can I get a birthday shout out for my nephew/godson? His name is Haj Segovia, and it's for his 10th birthday today. We hope he has a great day, and we love him so much. That's from Tia Lucas, Tia Renee, and Tia Yessi.
Woo!
So happy birthday, Haj Segovia. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives
double
a fart?
Double digits today?
Yeah.
Is that what that said? 10. Ooh, that's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we cannot wait to hang out with you Memorial Day weekend, May 24th. Mark your calendar. It's Great and Resort and Casino having another pool party. You guys remember the ones from last summer.
So fun.
Some of the funnest parties I've ever been to. And Steve Aoki is going to be at this one. That guy knows how to party. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He puts on a hell of a show. Yeah. This party is going to be wild. The last year's, the ones we did last year at Grayton, so much fun. And they were wild. This one, I think, is going to top them all.
Yeah, so 21 and up. And plus, Grayton Resort is just a really fun place anyway. So listen, all this week we have your chance to win your way in to hang with us because these pool parties always sell out. All you gotta do is leave a talk back now with your name, your phone number, and then listen back at 8:50 to see if your talk back is the winning talk back.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Ben Affleck has been secretly going out on dates, you guys. Remember after all that speculation that he wanted his ex, Jennifer Garner, back, we were told, no, he doesn't even want a relationship right now. Well, apparently his bestie, Matt Damon, his wife has been playing matchmaker for him, and he's already been on a couple of secret dates. No actual sparks with anyone yet, but there are still a couple people that she's been like dying to set him up with. It doesn't seem, though, like he's looking for anything serious, but he is open to dating is like the gist.
He just wants to go to
this.
Town called Pound.
Yes.
Why do we call these secret dates? Is he supposed to meet the press and give a press release before? I am going on a date this evening, just to let everyone know.
I don't know.
He supposed to make an announcement about it?
No, I guess.
It's dating.
I guess
dating's
he doesn't
private.
Want anyone to find out, maybe. Maybe a lot of people think it's too soon, or he just doesn't like the media spectacle. That's one thing he hates. He doesn't like all the attention, and that was a major thing with J-Lo.
J-Lo's already moved on. She's already engaged.
She probably is.
We don't know that, but I think we've predicted that. She probably is by now.
The source says there is one requirement, though. He wants someone who is sober since he's struggled with alcohol in the past. And listen to this. There is one person he has his eyes on. Are you guys ready?
Sure. Oh, my God. Who?
Sydney Sweeney.
Who doesn't have their eyes on her?
Apparently, he's been asking around and using his Hollywood connections to try to get a meeting with her. And it's not just the looks thing, because obviously she's like, you know, super hot. But he's also heard great things about how smart she is and how she's business savvy. And she's actually been making a name for herself as a producer in Hollywood. And he's very impressed by all that. And she doesn't drink. She's not into all that partying. She's a homebody, which is perfect for him.
Yeah.
She's also like...
Yeah, she's 20-something.
Yeah.
And he's probably... He's 52.
So he's 27.
Get out of that pond, bro. You're fishing 30 years younger. I get that you're some big Hollywood celebrity, but get out of there, bro.
But maybe she doesn't mind the age gap. Her ex-fiance that she just edited things with was 41.
Yeah, she's going to mind it in a few years once they start dating and he's 80 and he turns into Joe Biden. Do you know what I mean?
Plus, she's like, going to date Glenn Powell eventually, so... I feel like that's going to happen.
That seemed like a better match to me. Stay away from large, you know, back tat Ben Affleck. We don't need that. You don't need all the baggage that guy comes with.
I know. Is Justin Bieber in a cult?
Yes.
Do you really think so? Do you think it's possible?
Of course I think it's possible. Anything is on the table with this dude.
Do you guys remember Justin's clothing brand, Drew House? The one that had the big, like, smiley faces all over it. So I guess it's not really a thing anymore because Justin and his friend Ryan Good, who co-founded Drew House with him, they're no longer on speaking terms, right? Ryan said they haven't talked in over a year over concerns about Justin's pastor, this guy named Judah Smith. So apparently Justin and his bestie Ryan, they would go to this church together, but Ryan ended up leaving because he felt like it was a cult. It was very culty, gave him cult vibes. So he left, Justin stayed, and then Justin started to get closer and closer to this pastor guy, even giving him a position at Drew House. He became like a board member of this clothing brand, which Ryan thought was really weird.
Yes.
Justin and the pastor even went to last year's Super Bowl together. So that's what led to Drew House falling apart. All the while, Justin's former friend, you know, got bad vibes from this guy from the start. And this is Justin's new best friend.
Look, do I think it's within the realm of possibility? Sure. Do you have to take it with a grain of salt when it's someone that they've had a falling out, you know, and they haven't spoken in over a year? So you have to... kind of look at it through that lens, what this guy is alleging.
But, yes, but the falling out is because of the church.
Right. And I mean, Tom Cruise has been in a cult for decades.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's definitely within the realm of possibility. And not to get into a big religion talk, but I would be very skeptical of, and look, I'm an atheist, full transparency. I don't believe in religion, but I would be very skeptical, as should you, if... And I don't know if Bieber's pastor is one of these, but he seemed to be kind of a flashy guy from what I remember. And if your pastor's flying around in private jets and whatnot and is at these mega churches and getting all kinds of money, I would question, that would raise some red flags in my mind. Like, oh, what's happening here?
Yeah, mine too.
Something's up.
I feel like he's just getting taken advantage
by
of
everyone. And,
yeah, exactly.
By everyone.
His whole life, basically.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you have in trending, buddy?
All right, you guys, Brock Purdy is in the building. I repeat, Brock Purdy is in the building.
Nice.
We talked about this yesterday. Yesterday was the first day of the 49ers voluntary offseason workout program. And I think most of us Niner fans assumed that Brock Purdy would stay away as he is still negotiating his next contract, which could be worth north of $50 million a season. Purdy's made less than $1 million a year for his first three seasons in the NFL. Last 3 years, less than $1 million. Granted, the guy's got a lot of endorsements. I see him in Toyota commercials and everything else. He's doing just fine, but his NFL salary has been very paltry compared to what everyone else is making. This upcoming season, he has one more year on his contract where he would earn a little over $5 million a year. Again, that's very small by NFL quarterback standards, but by all accounts, he's going to get a new deal this offseason, and he's earned it. Most guys, that have not yet gotten their bag would not be showing up to a voluntary team program. But according to Niners GM John Lynch, quote, that's Brock. He's a pro. Brock's very clear-minded, not going to let other people influence what he should be doing. We're looking forward to having him as our quarterback for a long time. That's good news
good.
For Niner fans
Yay.
That want to see Purdy sign. We also talked yesterday about whether George Kittle and Fred Warner would be in the building yesterday. Well, Fred Warner was. He's looking for a new extension, but he's got a couple years, I think, left on his deal, so it's not as urgent. George Kittle, not at the offseason voluntary. Again, he doesn't have to be there, but he wasn't there yesterday as he is looking for a new restructured extension of his own.
How does this make you feel, Graham?
Still a little nervous because I've read reports that they're sort of fumbling their contract negotiations with George Kittle. And 49ers have had a history in the past couple years of dragging these things way out until right before the season starts. And then whatever player that is, whether it be Brandon Ayuk or whoever, they don't have any time to get on the same page with the offense during training camp, which is important. Mm-hmm. It's like, sign these guys before that. Also, the longer you wait to sign these guys, other guys around the league sign their deals, and it pushes their number up even higher. And then you end up signing them for more money. Just sign them now, get it done, and then let them all in practice together. That's just my two cents.
Yeah, I think he's going to – I think we're going to keep him, though.
He'll be with the team. He'll be with the team this year, but you want him to be happy. He had a really good season.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, guys. This is Marie calling from San Leandro. I'm the chick from Comedy Jam, no longer blue hair lady. But I'm actually leaving the call back because I have a bone to pick with Graham.
Uh-oh.
I just heard him say that nobody thanks him after the shout-outs. I thank him every single time. I have the receipts to prove it. Have a great day, you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I was just exaggerating when I said nobody thanks me for the birthday shout-outs, but I think we're hovering right around 5 or 6% thank rate. So but I appreciate those of you that reach back out and say, we heard it or whatever, and say thank you.
They didn't mean every single
That means, I didn't mean, I was exaggerating that a little bit, but it is a shockingly low number. I'm not looking for your sympathy or your tears or your thoughts and prayers. I'm just pointing out mere fact.
So another social media platform has announced that they're going to be doing their part to try to get minors off of the app. Not completely, but like less, especially during school hours. Pinterest.
Really?
Are teens on Pinterest?
Well, they're on there like pinning floral arrangement ideas for their wedding someday.
So hold on, I'm confused. You get outfit inspo on Pinterest. You get like decor inspo.
Decor inspo? No. You're in high school.
Thank you.
What are you, getting a lava lamp for your room?
I am so confused by this.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't think they needed this, but... I like Pinterest. Put some respect on Pinterest, okay?
I like Pinterest, too, but there is not a single teen who can't wait to get out of school to rush home and get on Pinterest.
Pinterest is awesome when you're planning a wedding or building a house or you need some design inspiration for something. It's great. Pinterest is great for all those things. I think Pinterest put this out as a way for teens, for them to educate teens that they exist.
To discover Pinterest.
Right. Like,
I do like what they're doing. Between the hours of 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., they're targeting users between 13 and 17. Years old, they're going to get a pop-up notification that says, focus is a beautiful thing. Stay in the moment by putting Pinterest down and pausing notifications until the school bell rings.
That's not going to work.
But nobody will see it because there's no teen on Pinterest.
Right. Just say, put down Pinterest and go make a friend.
What are you doing? Close Pinterest and open Instagram.
Yeah. Get on TikTok. It's way more your speed on there.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, a Utah man is looking for the Bay Area author of A Message in a Bottle. And I thought maybe we could use these airwaves to help track this person down. This Utah man, he says he and his family, his name is Clint Buffington. And Clint Buffington, he and his family, they routinely find messages in a bottle. This is like their thing, which is interesting. I don't know if they go on vacations and then just scour remote beaches looking for them.
Whoa.
But they found, I think, like 160 of them or something. Anyways, they recently found one on a remote island in the British West Indies near the Bahamas. And he says he waited a little while till he could be together with his family so they could open it together. It's a strange thing. It's their hobby, I guess. And they opened it. And this is what the... A message inside read. It said, hello, this message was released from the middle of the mid-Atlantic Ridge on a sailboat crossing from the Canary Islands to St. Martin on the 66 catamaran Flash. My name is Tom Welch. I'm 17 years old. I live in Menlo Park, California. Our crew consists of 8 people, and we've been sailing for 7 days so far. Hope you get this message. And then he also went on to include his email address from Menlo School, which is a private school in Atherton. Now, this message was dated 10 years ago.
Whoa.
This wasn't some super long lost message, but 10 years. And now this guy's trying to track down Tom Welch, who
and
is now...
This is just a 17-year-old that's just sailing across the seven seas? Like, what the heck?
Well, he goes to a private school in Atherton.
Oh, sorry, their sailing team.
That he's probably with his sailing his sailing buddies on some sort of a yacht. Must be nice. Well, Tom Welch, obviously, is now 27 years old, and Clint Buffington has had made no progress in tracking him down. He's got very little social media presence, if any, so he hasn't found him then. And he believes that he went on to study at Stanford, of course. So he's wondering if anybody knows Tom Welch.
Welch.
Who's now 27 years old and went to the Menlo School and possibly Stanford. So if anyone knows this guy, now that we're using our airwaves, you want to send a message over to Clint Buffington because he would like to have a word with a Mr. Tom Welch, who I think, look, would be kind of cool. We can help find him, track him down, but I think he should be served, cited, and fined for littering in the ocean.
Yeah, what if a whale would have swallowed that thing up or something?
You're right. Look, as cool as it would be to find a message in a bottle from like 100 years ago or something, and oh my God, this little piece of history preserved inside this bottle that's just been bobbing around the Atlantic for decades, that's kind of cool. Can we talk about how many of these things never get found? It's just garbage in the ocean, or you find it like a year later. Big deal. Someone threw a piece of trash into the ocean a year ago and now you're finding their message. Big deal. Stop littering in the ocean.
It would be kind of cool though.
Yeah, but stop littering. What's the point of it?
It depends on what message is inside. Like this one, sorry, not impressed. Like, okay.
Oh, me and my sailing buddies are on a catamaran somewhere between the Canary Islands.
What would
and we're
impress
on spring
you?
Break. Like, shut up.
Like a top
like
secret.
Like a murder confession or something?
Yes.
Something like that. Like, you know, go to this.
A map for
go
treasure.
To this planet. Yeah, you're right.
My other thought is it's
or
2025.
Money. Put $1,000 in there. Let me find something cool, some gold coins.
There we go. Now we're talking. Isn't it possible to find anyone just by like Googling their information? Can't you find somebody's like entire existence, contact information, past addresses,
Instagram.
Maiden name?
Let me see if I can find one.
Well, look up Tom Welch. He's 27 years old. Went to Stanford. He said Clint Buffington says he's gone through all these steps and has not gotten any response from anything and not been able to do it. So Tom Welch, if you're listening,
leave
could
us
you respond?
A talk back.
Yeah, leave us a talkback first and then send a message to Clint Buffington.
Yeah.
But stop littering in the ocean, people.
Wouldn't it be crazy if Tom Welch left us to talk back and then he ended up winning to go to this pool party at Great Resort in Casino?
Dude, and then we're just like partying with Tom Welch. Like, oops, oops. And Tom Welch is rich, obviously. He's like, put everything on my dad.
Yes!
Bottles on bottles on Tom Welch.
We're going to be there with hopefully Tom Welch. Steve Aoki is going to be there.
That's who we really want to see.
If you want to leave a talk back, it's for your chance to hang out with us because these pool parties always sell out. It's happening on May 24th. It is Memorial Day weekend, which makes it even cooler.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Pinterest because they are urging teens to get off their app during school hours. And we're like, what teen is on Pinterest?
Hey, Selena, Jess, and Graham. You would be surprised. Teens are on Pinterest. My daughter is now 15. She's been using it since she was like 10 years old. She gets a lot of inspo from there. And she's been using my account. That was like her first exposure to social media, quote unquote. So yeah, they are on there.
Okay, well, we stand corrected.
Yep.
Teens are on
okay,
Pinterest.
That's one person.
It's for the aesthetics.
It's for the vibes.
For the vibes.
Yeah, it's all for the vibes.
I'm not buying it.
Hi, guys. This is Caitlin from Napa again. This is in regards to you talking about Pinterest. And yeah, I thought the same thing. Pinterest is for, you know, like old bored women, right? No. Pinterest, not only does it have a ton of videos like reels and that kind of stuff, but you can also watch very inappropriate stuff. So a lot of teen boys are on there.
That's on Pinterest?
Okay.
Wait.
I'm back in.
I did not think. That's what she was going
to
say.
Funny to download the Pinterest app. You hear that? Teen boys, listen up. Teen boys, listen up. Teen boys.
What is this for real?
What do I have to search? Because my algorithm is like houseplants.
Yeah, mine is like outfits,
chicken recipes,
cute wallpapers.
Mine's showing me like different veils for brides and hardwood floor styles.
Oh my God,
veil inspo.
You can get some interesting content on there, apparently. Do you think there's like Pinterest influencers who are of the...
Are.
Yeah, but I mean of the more... adult variety? Like they're pushing you over to their OnlyFans and they're using Pinterest as their platform?
I didn't even think that Pinterest allowed that type of content.
Me either.
I'm adding that to my inspiration board for sure.
That's your next social platform, Graham?
Yes.
Will you add me to your board, Graham? I'd like to check it out.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
First off, to figure out how to make a board, but once I do that, you're in.
So what's been going on in Fremont?
You guys, you didn't hear about the...
I've seen headlines,
but I have
a question.
Mystery of the decapitated animals?
Oh, no.
Well, mystery has been solved. Well, not entirely. The mystery of what kind of animals were decapitated, because they were found on... There were some animal remains found on a bench earlier this month at at the train station in Fremont, and... Nobody knew what they, it was like, decapitated this and it decapitated that. And then there was a duffel bag or something that also had some animal remains in it.
What?
And authorities did not know what kind of animal it was. That's the part of the mystery that has been solved, because they sent some of this evidence off to a forensic lab and they tested the DNA, and the DNA has come back. Any guesses on what kind of animal you think it is?
Like a cow? Well, I could... I think you would recognize a cow.
That's pretty big to fit in a duffel bag.
Oh, like, not don't tell me like a dog or something.
No, it's not a dog, and it was not a hamster, and it was not a cow.
It was sheep.
Two Dorper sheep. I guess that's a common variety of sheep. A couple of Dorpers in there, decapitated, left on a bench in Fremont.
Sheep.
Yes. Now, look, this grisly discovery got me to thinking, because Fremont, number one on the list of every positive thing, it's constantly rated the best city to live in all of the country. It's the happiest, the number one population with the happiest people in the entire country, list after list. And you mean to tell me that they're just Dorper sheepheads all over benches there?
Yeah, I'm out.
What's going on here? I think we're being lied to that Fremont's the greatest city on the planet.
I think they're hiding some secrets out there.
Do we know, do they have any leads or any suspicions, any theories as to what is happening, how they got there, who did it, and why?
Or who done it? Yeah, I don't believe there's been any progress in that part of the investigation. All we know is what was in those duffel bags and on this bench. And again, a couple of Dorpers.
I didn't even know that Fremont had Dorpers.
Dude. Me neither.
Just hella Dorpers just in Fremont?
Dude, I guess there are some Dorpers there. But you can't enter this into evidence next time there's a list that this is the greatest city on the planet.
I don't remember this.
I'm going to post a picture of a couple sheep heads.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, these identical creepy twins, Bridget and Paula Powers. We talked about them on yesterday's show. They are Australian, and they did a news interview there on their local news station because their mom had gotten carjacked, and they were, you know, witness to this. And so they were telling their eyewitness account on the local news, and they went viral, not for that story, but the way they told it, because they said everything at the exact same time. And even when one would stop to breathe, the other one would finish telling the story, would finish each other's sentences. And it's just everything.
Strange.
Like the cadence, the way they said things, it was all exactly the same.
It's bizarre.
They took the internet by storm after that one interview. So then they did another interview.
Oh, they're back.
They're back. And this interviewer was like, okay, you guys talk the same. Everything you say is the same. But how? So listen to this.
Clearly, yes. Speaking in unison is a thing that you do. How?
Yeah, that's right.
How did this happen?
Well, it just happened, and we don't know why, but we have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves. It's not us.
And it's very hard, and and we don't care about the critics. We tell people, if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the TV.
How? And how do they walk around day to day like this when they
I think they
go into In-N-Out Burger? Uh-huh. I'd be confused working there. How many double doubles do you want? Because you guys are both saying it, but is it just one? Because you're talking about just one double double, but you're both saying it at the same time. Like, how do they get through their day to day life?
Wait, listen to this next part, because the interviewer was even like, okay, I'm just going to ask one of you a question. I only want you to answer. The other one, hush, be quiet.
Paula, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you only to answer it, Paula. What?
Okay, well, I'll try and answer it as best as I can.
Okay.
So she said that, just her, but the other one was, like, saying everything under her breath.
Like, mouthing it.
She's mouthing along to it.
Yes! weird. It is the weirdest thing. But they said they've just, they can't help it. It's just something that happens. You know what, Graham? You and I, we've worked together so long. I think that we probably do this sometimes. You know, but do anyways, back to the twins. I think the thing that most people wonder about these twins is it an act or is it real?
This is creepy.
But I also really want to hear from their parents. But was this something
that they have done their whole lives? Starting when they were really little?
Or is it something that a couple of bored ladies are doing now just to fill their spare time? Either way, I'm definitely creeped out by it.
And I could, you know, you could imagine dating one of them. And the other one is in unison saying stuff to you.
I could not handle that,
you guys. I could not.
No,
it'd be super weird.
Creepy.
What just happened?
What do you mean?
I'm going to go home after...
What are you talking about?
After what just happened.
What?
I'm creeped out.
I was just
out.
Giving my take on the twins. I thought it was really weird. But I do want to know if they started as kids.
They probably did. They even dressed the same. It's like, it's weird.
It's weird.
Wait, Graham, you're a twin?
Yeah, I am a twin.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So what is the bond with your sister?
Now
you guys aren't identical.
Unless you...
Well, you throw a wig
on you. I do look a lot like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what is that bond like?
I'm going home.
It's nothing like these two crazy old bags. Like, there's no way. Like, we're not like that. I don't know. My sister and I, I think people that are identical twins have sometimes a closer, deeper twin bond. Mm. When you're fraternal twins, it's like, I don't know. I've just always looked at her as like my sister. You know, we don't have like, when somebody gets hurt, do you feel their pain? No, I don't.
Do you wish you did though? Because like, what's the point of being a twin if you don't have that?
Yeah, but I don't want to stub my toe every time my sister stubs her toe. She's clumsy.
No, but
I don't want to feel that pain.
Like reading each other's minds.
Yeah, but why? What
actually,
use is that?
I wouldn't want to do that either.
I don't want to know what she's thinking about.
I would want to do that.
But like, it's what, a cool party trick that you do a couple times for friends? No, I don't want somebody inside my thoughts. Get out of there.
You go viral.
Look at these old bags. Yeah.
Okay, Graham. Stop copying me.
I'm not copying you. I'm just...
Graham.
Graham.
Stop copying me. Whoa,
dude.
This is weird.
We're in sync. We're going to be cycle sisters before you know it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got to award somebody their way into this pool party happening at Grayton with Steve Aoki. Are you guys ready for this winning talk back?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, hold on. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Okay, now I am.
Good morning. This is Jennifer in Stockton. I really, really, really need some adult time. I would love to go to that pool party. My number is 209-61392.
Jennifer! Stockton, you were there. What is she? What do you think she means by adult time?
Ooh, I think some sexy time. Hey,
do they allow that by the Grayton pool?
I mean, up in their rooms, it's a resort. They got hotels.
That's right. They do have hotels
up there.
Yes.
Early and get your tickets.
Yes, by the way, everyone else, tickets are on sale. But tomorrow morning, we're going to do it again. So tomorrow, when 6 a.m. hits, leave all the talkbacks you want to try to get in to hang with us. May 24th and with Steve Aoki. Before we get to today's hottest trending, we're talking about these viral Australian twins that people just cannot get enough of, because everything they say it at the same time. And it's just the weirdest thing.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. So I'm a little late and I just caught you guys talking about those Australian twins. But they are nothing compared to the Australian twins that were on this TLC show called Extreme Sisters. Now, they share the same boyfriend because they can't do things separate. They work at the same place because they can't stay separate. And they're very extreme. Check it out.
Oh. I'm in.
I think I've heard of
that. Wait, sharing a boyfriend. Isn't that like every guy's fantasy? Like twins? Two twins?
I have a twin sister. And she and I used to share the same boyfriend in high school. And like that got a little awkward. But we did always have the same job. And maybe my twin sister and I are more bonded than I thought.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to say that me and my sister, we are identical twins. And sometimes we say the same thing at the same time. But we don't do it on purpose. It just happens. We don't say the whole paragraph like you and Graham just, Selena and Graham just did. That's doing overboard. But we do say the same thing at the same time. We're like, scratch your head at the same time. It just happens.
Ah, I think that's cool.
They get an itch at the same time. And they say that stuff at the same time. Identical twin bond is real.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
So Lil Uzi Vert was rushed to the hospital. This was Monday afternoon after a call for a sick person came in. He was wheeled out on a gurney from this luxury condo building and then loaded into the back of an ambulance. Sources say that he was conscious when he gets into the ambulance, but his team was being like super secretive. Like, I've seen, you know, pictures that were taken. They were, as they were loading him in, his security held up black umbrellas like all around so nobody could peek inside. I mean, I get it, he's a celebrity, you know, but that was Monday. And then we know that they kept him overnight. As of yesterday morning, he was still there. Guys, there have been zero updates, like no information available, like nobody knows anything about this. Don't you think that's a little strange?
A little bit.
And like maybe I'm just fearing the worst just because of, you know, like when Jamie Foxx was hospitalized and nobody was saying anything about him and it was really, really bad. So maybe I'm thinking that because of the Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I think when it's something more serious, you're less likely to get medical information about it. But when it's something like, oh, just a minor scare.
Dehydration, exhaustion, the typical celebrity stuff. And like normally TMZ will post like updates like, oh, sources say it was this. He's been released or he'll be out tomorrow. There's nothing.
Which Lil was it that ate too many hot Cheetos?
Lil Pump. Oh, Lil Xan, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say maybe it's more hot Cheetos, but I got the little wrong
Lil. All right, Shaq's bathroom emergency. So this is Monday night on Inside the NBA. He had to get up. They're on live TV. He had to get up and walk off set.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
You know, catching the crap.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Oh, my God. He literally went off set to go use the bathroom. And apparently this olive oil thing, he's been doing it.
Hey, he's been drinking. He says he read somewhere if you drink a shot of olive oil.
I saw them doing that the other day in the makeup room.
They've been doing it. They're going to do it. You have to do it for 2 weeks.
You're going to miss a lot of airtime then.
Olive oil for 2 weeks?
Man, yeah, that's the one thing we learned from a lot of people that tried the Starbucks olive oil drinks that it sent them rushing to the bathroom. And you know, Shaq, he's a big boy. He's got a big bowel.
There's a lot in there. So he comes back, and because it's inside the NBA, they show him leave, like the look on his face and him getting up to walk off. They show him in slow-mo, and then he reacted to it.
I'm sitting here like, shut the hell up and hurry up. Anyway, sorry about that, America. Number one.
He said it's a number one-er. Come on, we're not dumb.
Not a chance.
If you see the look on his face, that's like you're worried it's about to come out right there.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're about to ruin your new suit.
I love the fact that in the broadcast, like the camera literally, he's like trying to get away, but the camera keeps following him.
Yeah, they're not cutting any slack on that show. Those guys are not going to let you off the hook.
It was good. All right, Graham, what's going on?
Move over New York City's pizza rat because there's a new viral rat that just said, hold my beer. And his name is Spidey. And he lives right here in the Bay Area. Cell phone video from inside a classroom at James Logan High School in Union City shows Spidey the rat. He's walking upside down on the ceiling. Before he loses his little rat footing and he falls to the ground, almost landing on a couple of students. This happened last week sometime. The footage has just begun to go viral. If you want to see it, it's up on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. The superintendent of the school district there says he's launching a full investigation as to the rodent's origins. I don't know. How would you find that out? Comes from the place that all the other rats come from.
Like, you want to find its birthplace and its mother, like, its maiden name and all that.
What are we going to do, a 23andMe and see the little rat's genealogy? Like, where do you think he came from? He came from Ratville, where all the other rats are from. I don't know. Where does any rat come from? Anyways, he said that the classroom at James Logan is next to an area that's under renovation. There's a lot of construction going on, so he thought maybe the rat came from the construction area. No, bro, the rat came from inside the walls at your old ass high school. There's rats everywhere in the Bay Area. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I for one hope Spidey does not get caught and he continues to live his best little rat life.
We know Spidey's not the only one. It's got a whole family and kids. You know, the way rats multiply is just disgusting. They should honestly not make students go to school. That's gross.
Yeah, but the fact that, like, Spidey's up there just walking upside down on those ceiling tiles is incredible.
But isn't this an actual health hazard with the way they just, like, leave drop-ins everywhere and they got disease nutses and stuff? Like, they students should not be there.
Yeah, I think if they pull down the ceiling tiles of that drop ceiling in there, there's going to be a whole mess of stuff.
A whole community of rats. I'm starting a petition. James Logan High School should not be in session.
Do you know what I found the other day when I finally decided to clean out my car? Been a long time. I need to post a picture of it all shined up. But I gave a... I took my car to get detailed, but before that, I cleaned it out. You know, took all the garbage out of it.
I hate that we have to do that.
You have to pre-clean. It's like having a house cleaner come to your house. You pre-clean your house. First. Yeah, so I cleaned out my car first, and I lifted up one of the seats. There was a mouse nest under there.
Oh, my God! Oh, Graham, are you in your car?
Just think about that spot for a mouse, because my kids are constantly dropping all their food back there, so free food supply, and a nice warm place that's protected from the elements.
But how does it even get in there?
Just climbs up. If Spidey can climb across the ceiling, a regular mouse or rat can climb up a tire.
You know, rats, mice, spiders, they can all just climb into any car.
That's scary.
Into anywhere and anything, and they can squeeze through very tiny spaces.
You have to let go of that car, Graham.
When I reached my hand in under there to grab the nest, barehanded, of course.
Ew.
I was thinking, like, he's probably still in here, but he wasn't home at the time. So I just threw his house out.
Came back and he's like, "Oh, where's my house?"
He's gonna be in there building the new one.
He's evicted and he didn't even get a notice. That's so sad.
I can't wait to see the little new mouse house he makes in there. It's gonna be cute.
This is so disgusting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey JV Show, it's your boy Snuff from San Diego. So you guys were talking about contacts in your phone. Well, I put my wife's contact in there a long time ago when we were dating, and I haven't changed it since. And my 10-year-old son looked at the contact in my phone, and he's like, "Why does this say booty call for mom?" I was like, yeah, I had no comment for that. Anyway, bye. Happy Wednesday.
She saved us. Booty call?
Oh, hell no.
What if you had discovered, like, you both of you ladies are in successful long-term relationships. Oh, what if you found out that that is what your man initially saved you as in your phone? What would you think?
Silent treatment for a whole week. Because what? What do you mean?
Maybe, but his view of you changed. That's how the relationship started.
And maybe you saw him in the same light. I mean, chances are it was probably like that type of relationship. So I don't think I would be mad that it started like that. But when it changes, you got to change the contact too.
I'd be flattered.
We got a 10-year-old kid. We're now married, and I'm still booty calling your phone.
Well, yeah, but it's it's like me. I have my wife's maiden name saved in there, first and last name in there, because that's how I knew her when we met, and that's important to me. And he knew his wife as booty call, and that's important to him. It's sentimental. It's a nostalgia alert.
I don't think
so. That can also be misleading. So if somebody sees that a booty call is calling his phone, red flags. Because then they think that
he's getting booty calls. And they've been married now for a while, and he said they have a 10-year-old. He's not getting any booty calls anymore.
I'm going not cool.
Not cool.
Let's officially kick off our cool or not list. Jess, would you like to throw something out?
I would. Okay, cool or not, Dr. Pepper is officially the most popular soda brand with teens.
I see a lot of people hate on Dr. Pepper. I think it's unwarranted. It's delicious.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Dr. Pepper. I just don't, I haven't noticed the popularity surge. Have you? I feel like it's nowhere near the most prominent soda ever displayed in any convenience store or whatever. Like, you hardly see it.
I think the reason why it's more popular in teens now is because if you can think back to the past, like, year or so, there have been so many viral, like, drinks that people make with Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
so
that's right.
We made, like, the one with marshmallow stuffing or whatever
pickles
it was.
Pickles.
So I think that's what
I thought
makes
the marshmallow one was Coke.
Oh, yeah, we made Fluffy Coke.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, that one was Coke.
But there was the pickle, Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
And then with the, what's the
Mormon, the
the dirty sodas?
Yes.
What was it called?
It was Dirty Sodas.
Yeah. I forgot the name of the show, but yes, the dirty sodas. I think that's what made it more popular, at least with, like, the young kids who are on TikTok.
Because I came across a meme and I see it all the time, and it's like, who are the people responsible for keeping Dr. Pepper in business? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what's wrong with Dr. Pepper?
But I'm not mad at Diet Dr. Pepper either. It tastes
really.
Of all the diet sodas, it's one of the best ones.
The best.
Yeah.
See, for me, I just wouldn't. If there's Coke available, I'm picking that over Dr. Pepper.
I know, me too.
So,
pretty tough to argue with that.
Graham, you like to throw something out?
I would. What do you guys think? Cool or not? I laughed and laughed at Selena and her bat problem. She had a bat or two that used to hang out by her front door. And I'm like, dude, who cares? It's just a little tiny bat. Leave it alone. And then she called animal control and had it murdered.
Anyways, by accident.
I laughed at Selena for her bat problem. And now I have one.
Wow. Karma. Cool.
You guys, it's bad. It's bad.
You have bats at your house?
We have... Look, we live in a more rural area now where we built our house. And look, there's a lot of wildlife out there. But we have these big back doors, like kind of like big sliding back door that opens all the way. And it has a track. And on the outside, there's a little groove up under that track. And I've noticed, because I was like, what are these streaks on the glass out here? And what? And then, there's a lot of bat poop out here. Where's it coming from? They're hiding up under the track of this door, and those streaks coming down the glass, that's bat pee.
No, they are peeing. Oh my God.
And it's on the handle of the door. It's everywhere. It's like the bat poop's one thing. Sweep it up. I can sweep it all the way. I use the blower.
You know, they have diseases, nutses too.
Yes, bats can spread all kinds of disease, nutses. But the number one, you guys, is just dripping all down all down. I didn't know bats peed that much. They do. And it's all down the door. Now, I've gone to war with the bats because I talked to one of my neighbors and like, once a bat has chosen your place as its like place to live, they come back there for life. Yeah, they'll just keep returning always. And there's nothing you can do to deter them. So I'm like putting bright lights out there because I'm like, they're not going to want this.
Yeah, they're vampires. They don't like light.
That didn't faze them. They're still there. So then I started stuffing stuff into that track to try to like make it so there's no room for them in there. Nope, they pull it out and they still climb in there. And I got the lights on. I got this. I got that. Every day they found a new way to get in there and just go to the bathroom all over the door.
It's
driving me crazy.
So are you going to call animal control to have them removed?
Now the problem is they don't show up. They're not there during the daytime. They show up at nighttime and go in there and have a pee party, which I can't figure that out. Why do they go into this? Whatever reason, they're not there during the day. At least I can't find them in there during the day because I've looked. And at nighttime, they show up.
That's because your bat is like, your house is like a little bat hotel for them.
It is now. And they go there and just have like a party and then they go all over the door. It's a huge mess. I don't know what to do.
I don't know. I feel like this is just, it's got bad vibes written all over it. There was birds crashing into your windows and dying.
That stopped.
The place has bats. This is like like any house you would see in a scary movie.
It's haunted.
That part's true.
So what's next?
I read online that they don't like peppermint oil smell, so I'm going to get some of that and spray that up in there, see if that annoys them.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I got to try some other things because I'm telling you, they're little...
This is good. This is great.
They're little number one and number two vandals. It's everywhere.
I'm so happy it's your house and not mine.
Thanks.
Yeah,
so we're all
cool.
Going cool.
I'm going cool, yeah.
I'm going not cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, Jess, where are you going?
Oh, she just stormed out of here. It's her bathroom. Her bathroom time. She's back in the men's room.
And it sounded,
oh, you're back. That was so fast.
It sounded bad. She texted me during that song, Selena. She said her guts were imploding faster than that Titan submersible. So it did not sound. Everything's okay, though, Jess?
Everything's fine.
Right. Okay, good.
Just happy checking. To report.
Jess just told us that Dr. Pepper is the soda that is most popular with teens right now.
Good morning, JV Show crew. This is Selena in Richmond. Thank you, Selena, so much for saying that Dr. Pepper is delicious. It's my favorite soda, has been my whole life. But when I was little, my cousin used to, like, soda shame me because she liked Pepsi. And she used to tell me that I was drinking crack juice. And that made me really sad. So I'm really happy that people love Dr. Pepper like I do. Love you guys. Bye.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't trust anybody that drinks Pepsi, right?
No.
Hey guys, it's Ed without the haircut. Graham, Diet Dr. Pepper is the best diet soda? Oh man, you just started a major debate. Coke Zero, number one for sure. Coke Zero.
Nobody drinks that.
Now, whoa. Now listen here, Edgar without the haircut. Coke Zero is good, by the way. I'm talking about sodas that say they are diet. So like Diet Coke, Diet Dr. Pepper, Diet Root Beer, Diet whatever the soda is. The diet version of Diet, so Diet Dr. Pepper is the diet soda, I think, that tastes most like the original.
So, right.
What's the difference?
Because Diet Coke don't taste like regular Coke. Not even close.
What's the difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero? Coke Zero just has like zero calories.
Yeah, but so does Diet Coke. Well, has then zero I don't calories know, also. Okay? It's a different formula meant to taste more like regular Coke. And if you want one that tastes more like regular Coke, Coke Zero is your go-to. Diet Coke has a whole different
agreed
flavor.
Anyways, who gives a fart?
Well, yeah, it's a good point. I guess that's true.